So, as I said, today's talk is like the song, the opening song, Circle of Life. I think that when you listen to the words of the song, they're so wise. And there's something about when we can't hear things in one way, somehow if you put it to music, all of a sudden we can receive it. And I think it's because music is a part of our circle of life also. It's the one, like, common denominator. We had some people over to our house last week, and they brought their two children with them, and they said, oh, our daughter's very shy, you know, she won't talk to you. She doesn't talk to people. And all of a sudden, she started jabbering and jumping around, and I thought, well, what happened? Well, we walked into the room where the music was, and she came alive instantly. And all children respond to music in the same way. We all do. There's a rhythm within all of us. It's a common denominator. Today we started out with what would be determined as a ritual. And I think rituals are good. I think they've been there since the beginning of mankind. Right? Yeah. And what a ritual does, it says, let's pause and take a moment to notice a big shift in ourselves, in our life, in our world. Let's step into the present moment and acknowledge what is good. That something has really changed. I'm sure the day that you discovered you were going to have a baby, everything changed. It's like, whoa. And then when Xander arrived, it's like, whoa. And the grandparents, the same way. Everybody changed. All the things that you thought you had figured out and had your routine and your schedule just went right out the window because the most powerful agent just arrived in your life. Because that's how powerful we are. We are movers and shakers from the time we arrive here, despite what everybody else might have told us. So most of us are not in the position of Alexander and some of the other young people that come here. Most of us are unlearning the stories to get to the truth of who we are. And we could take a class in unlearning it. We could go have somebody tell us, how does this all work? But I guarantee you it will never stick. It's in the being, it's in the doing, it's in the feeling that we learn everything. That's why that one quote where it says, God turns you this way and that way, from this feeling to that feeling, is how we learn who we and what we really are. When we are in joy and our body feels alive and we love particular people we're around, it's saying, yes, yes, you're in alignment with who and what you are. And when we're in another situation where we feel drained and we keep making excuses for not doing something, that's your no. But a lot of us will spend a lot of time in our no and make a whole life out of what isn't working for us until it becomes so uncomfortable that we have to make an adjustment. Somebody sent me a graduation speech that Jim Carrey did. I don't know if any of you. It's awesome. It's incredible. It really is. He talks about how his father wanted to be a comedian, but didn't think it was practical. Rich sent it to me. I mean, it was on Facebook or something, yeah. And how his father spent his whole life trying to be responsible, and still he lost his job and lost all the money, and they ended up living out of a car. And Jim Carrey said he learned from that. He learned that you might as well pursue what you love when you realize you can fail at what you don't love. Why not go for what you do love? Because he observed somebody trying to be something he wasn't and discovered that doesn't work. The good thing, Eric, is that as he walks out into that room, He can still hear. There's speakers everywhere now. But don't go too far. Don't go too far with that guy, okay? So we've got them everywhere. The whole place is wired now. Okay. Luckily, it's not anything wired to anything you say. It's only what I'm saying. So you can say whatever you want to say. But the circle of life is recognizing that we can always remember where we really came from. We can always calm ourselves in the present moment and say, this thing that I call my life is really an experience that the eternal self is having, and that where it comes from is my true home. And when I don't understand that, when I believe that everything in this physical world is what's real, and that what is unseen by the physical eye doesn't exist, life becomes very scary. It looks like things are just happening completely haphazard. We become afraid of leaving this world, and so we spend our whole lives trying not to leave it out of fear, because we don't know what's on the other side. When we come in here, we don't have a fear of that. We are like little foreigners. We're learning to breathe. We're learning to walk. We're learning the language of a foreign land, the customs, the rituals. We're learning about a social self. We're learning to say please and thank you. We're learning that wearing clothes is a good idea, and chewing on sleeves is no longer appropriate. But it was. So we're constantly adjusting. But sometimes we can over-adjust. We can get so into our social self that we forget who and what we really are. Who are we behind all the stories of this world? Why are we here? Is this the life, or are we life having an experience in what we call a lifetime? Are we what matters? And are we all learning by being turned from this feeling to that feeling to be more true and authentic of who we are, and also to bring more love and compassion into the world? And ironically, the only way more love, compassion, peace, and joy can come into the world is through us. We'll never feel more connected to anyone if we can't connect to who and what we really are. Life is a circle. It is ongoing. There is no beginning and end to what we are. And it's also in this lifetime, in this thing called Earth, this world, like a spiral. It keeps spiraling up and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, building on top of lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in this physical world, becoming a much more loving and compassionate place as long as you don't watch the news. Okay? As long as you understand that if you do watch the news, that the commercials pay for the news. Okay, and this is not conspiracies. This is like, how do they make their money? Okay, and so you take a story and say, but that's not the whole story. They're not telling us how that event changed that person's life. But life itself is always teaching us that. Life is always saying, move into alignment and you're going to feel the energy, move out of alignment, and you'll feel yourself going against yourself. It's always nudging us towards loving ourselves. It's always nudging us towards being authentic and real. It's always nudging us to bringing us into this world our unique gifts that nobody else can give in the way that we can give it. It is always nudging us to understand it's not about things. At all. the good thing is when we're capable of getting a lot of things and we understand that didn't make me happy, we understand we can let go of a lot of things. We understand what this life is really about, that what is rich is the connection. That's all that matters. Connecting with the truth of who we are and who everyone else is. Seeing behind their story, looking behind their personality, the current personality, to seeing who is really there. Because we have all picked up a lot of different personalities. We've changed who we are in this world. We argued so hard our beliefs at one time, only to be peaceful and calm when we hear somebody else arguing about it. Because it doesn't matter what somebody else tells you about who you are. All that matters is who do you believe you are. And everything is nudging you, nudging all of us, to understand that. Not to be the best at this or the most powerful at that. Because anything you get in this world is nothing compared to who and what you are. These are just little medals that the personality wears. I've had people say, you know, we should like merge together, or you should become Divine Science Church. You know, you would be the biggest this, you'd be the biggest that. This is not a numbers game. We're not playing a numbers game here. That's what our personality plays. We're playing the real story, the real discovery of who we are. Gaining strength in that, finding that inner teacher, that constant companion that no matter what happens in our life, it's there, it's our solid partner. That we cannot be separated from it. We do not fear this thing called death. We know it's just the circle of this lifetime. It is not the end of your story, it's the end of a story. And it's not what you accomplished and accrued here, but how much you loved here. How much you were able to love yourself. How much good you were able to receive, knowing that you're good. Love. Love is not some passive thing that we throw away that Hallmark writes on a card. We're not talking about that. We're talking about pure creative energy that moves us all towards our good and lets us know when we're off track. An intelligence that's unbelievable, that science can say we figured out how to do everything in tubes. We've looked at it from every atom and particle, but they can't find the intelligence behind the atom and the particle. They can't understand how it could all be coordinated so beautifully and that it's not random. Our lives are not random. We are partnered with pure creative energy, and it moves through us, our thoughts and our feelings and our beliefs about ourselves. It moves through who we believe we are and casts right in front of us the screen of life showing us who we think we are right now. It projects it. And so we play with that. We say, what if I believed I am one with eternity? One with this pure, loving, creative intelligence? What if I knew that's what I was and I tried that on? Does it feel good? Or does it drain me? I think it feels pretty good. It feels good to know that this is not random. This is beautiful. This is a miracle. That's what I'm a part of. And I'm going to take on that identity and sit with it and know that everything is on purpose and that everything will begin to spin off of that thought, feeling, and belief. And life will move into flow. And nothing will come that I cannot handle. And I can be at peace. And I can love and accept myself just as I am, knowing that I am the perfect expression in this moment of who I'm supposed to be. And that's all I got to do. Thank you very much.